The Lord bless you all. You are welcome. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, I welcome everyone tonight. Thank you, Father, for giving us the privilege of your presence and of being naked in your presence. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 9. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Holding the mystery of faith. Tonight we shall be looking at the subject unraveling faith, or unraveling the mystery of faith. It's going to be a very sharp word, I trust. Unraveling the mystery of faith. We have two basic objectives, might be three. First of all, we want to understand the mystery of faith. And number two, we will understand the profit of faith. The mystery of faith, the profit of faith. And thirdly, to understand the way of faith, the way of faith, what leads to faith. The subject of faith is one of the most mysterious subjects of Christendom. When you talk prayer, people will understand prayer. When you talk holiness, but faith, many are absolutely aware of, unaware of what faith is. To many, it is a difficult, mysterious, puzzling subject. So how do I have faith? What is faith? How can I have faith? And when people don't understand faith, they resign themselves to faith. F-A-T-E. Faith is whatever will be, let it be. So many have resigned their lives to faith because they think they don't understand faith. But I want to say today that faith is both easy to understand and easy to operate. It's easy to understand. And let me say, its operation is also understandable. So let's go. What is faith? We are unraveling faith. One, I think that this message will be the part one of a series. One, faith is the combination of word revelation, heart conviction, the right declaration, the right action, producing the right outcome. Again, faith is the combination of word revelation, heart conviction, the right declaration, the right action, resulting in the right or desired outcome. So it is like faith means heart, word revelation, plus heart conviction plus the right declaration plus the right action equals the right outcome. Very easy. Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and in verse 17. He said, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That's conviction. That is the word of faith which we preach. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is the process? You got a revelation from the word. You opened the word of God. And you saw some promises of God. And you saw some things about God. You saw some things about what your life is meant to be. It gave your heart conviction. That heart conviction gave your mouth declaration, such as, I can't be cut short before my time. Such as, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I can't be a beggar and I can't be a borrower. That led you to the right action. I am expecting to receive of God, so I become a giver. And by the end of the right action, I end with the right or desired outcome. Many people don't follow the pathway, so they can't end at the end point. There are people who saw the word, but it has not been sufficiently installed in their heart in conviction. There are so those who claim to be convinced, but they are speaking the opposite. They are talking upside down. They talk death. I said to wrote a letter for something, and I was saying, no, remove this word, remove that word. We don't talk like this. And then some carry out the wrong actions. Every action of his life is fear, yet he is in faith. And that is the desired outcome. Look at Mark for the practicality of faith. Look at Mark chapter 5. Let us start from verse 25. You look at the woman with the issue of blood. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, so there was an issue. And she had heard many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was nothing better, but rather grew worse when she heard. That is the beginning of her revelation. She heard. She saw something. Faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God, she heard something. Then she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, they went to the end. Now, so look at where it started from. Now, look at this. She heard. And then she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she heard. She got the revelation. She got convinced in her heart that what I'm hearing about this man can change my life. So she said with her mouth, if I can touch it, I shall be made whole. Then she carried out the action and touched. And then she saw the outcome. Isn't it a straight line equation? She heard something. That something gave her a conviction. That conviction made her to say something. And after saying something, she went and acted. And after she acted, she got the outcome. It's not easy. Very straightforward. So, Your journey of faith begins with the revelation of the word, and then the conviction of the heart, and then the declaration of the mouth, and then the action of your life, and then you see the right outcome. You don't need to talk. The woman wasn't talking to everybody. You don't need to be talking to everybody. When not necessary, just talk to yourself. Just talk to your situation. Just talk in front of your mirror. Am I communicating at all? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am not poor. I can't be a beggar. I can't be a borrower. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Isn't this simple enough to understand? All right, let's go to number two. Number two, faith is carrying out required word-based responsibility. Carrying out required word-based responsibility in order to experience desired word-based possibility. Carrying out required word-based responsibility in order to experience desired word-based possibility. What does this mean? It means you studied the word, and the word of God showed you what you should do, and also showed you what God will do if you do certain things. The word of God showed you what you should do, what is required of you. And it also showed you what God will do for you that is desired of you. Faith is nothing but doing that which God said you should do in order to experience what God said he will do. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1. He said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings. If you do these, you will see these. Your decision to do this in order to see this is called faith. Is it easy that way? Should it be translated in our language? Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. What do you do? Serve the Lord your God. What will he do? Bless your bread and your water. Understand it. And carry it out based on understanding. If he doesn't beg you to serve him, you won't beg him for bread. Two classical examples. The wedding in Cana of Galilee. John chapter 2. And in verse 4. Start from verse 2. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour has not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Allah, Allah. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And what happened? And they filled them up to the brim. That is faith. Acting without knowing how the result will happen. Jesus has not performed one miracle. This was his first. Nobody knew he has any miracle working capacity. Yet the people went ahead to act what they were told. Am I communicating? This is where our major difficulty lies. When he said, fill the water with pot, many people will say, maybe he didn't hear what they said. They said they are looking for wine. He's talking of water. Who told you that we don't have water to drink? This is where the problem of many lies. Questioning the instruction instead of obeying the instruction. Doubting the outcome of the obedience instead of obeying without question. This is where the problem lies. This is where doubt is. This is where unbelief is. This is where disbelief is. Since I was born, I have never seen where they say they are looking for wine. And somebody said they should bring water. Please, let's not waste our time. It's just religious fanaticism. Is he going to pour water? What will he pour inside? Is it Zobo or Yakwa or something? They went ahead and carried it out. And even without prayer, water changed to wine. He didn't pray one prayer. When your obedience is complete, your prayer is small. There are things you won't pray about at all if you are obeying the right instructions. This is where the difficulty lies. You identify what God said to do. Go ahead and do it stupidly when even it doesn't make sense. Many of us here today, people laughed at us and mocked at us. They didn't know we will amount to anything or what we are doing will amount to anything. But we knew what God sent us to do. When we came into town nearly, and we started church, one woman they invited us out. That small children church. Small Peking church. As she was very arrogant and peacockish. She's been coming here since. It's possible she may be hearing me now. But that doesn't move me. Because it's real. It happened. The small children church. Small Peking church. Who told you can see future on a person's face? How old was Josiah when he ruled Israel? There are people who are too concerned about age. The best place to be if age is too important is village, which is the villa of age. That is where they'll be telling you, this is the oldest man in this community. This is they will tell you age by age. Who is, you know? Take your seat. Jesus was 30 years, when he shook the whole world. And by 33 and a half years, his global mission was over. You follow what I'm saying? Don't analyze instruction. Comply with instruction if it is of God. That is the difficulty with the matter of faith. We want to understand this first before we obey it. That was what happened to Peter. That's my second example. Luke chapter 5 verse 4. When Jesus said, cast your net into the deep for a drought. Now when he had let it, he said unto him, Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drought. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. If not that he changed his mind, he would have said, I have fished here before. I'm a professional fisherman. I was born in fishing family. I grew there. Best time to fish is the night. Visibility of fishes is poor, so they easily run into nets. Now it caught nothing in the night. You're asking me to fish in the daytime, when all the fishes are seen clearly. But he said, let me better obey this instruction. And as you obey it, net breaking, ship sinking. They caught multitude of fishes until the ship began to sink. That is what obedience will do for you. It will give you results beyond your imagination. Unto him that is able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all we are able to ask or imagine. I announce to somebody here, your next action of obedience will produce results for you beyond your imagination. And every area where you are obeying God and it appears like results are not coming, I declare today that negative narrative is cancelled. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Somebody say loud amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Now, what the spirit of faith does for you, it makes you believe God easily, stupidly. That is, what other people are battling to believe, it is easy for you to believe. That's the kind of spirit that Papa Yedepo has. You see, and that's the kind of impartation we're talking about. It makes you believe easily and stupidly. When people are saying, he's just wasting his time, he just believes easily and you believe stupidly. Rehabilitative Crusade director came yesterday, went on town tour here. Dr. Misenenche, that man told me something yesterday that I don't know whether I should cry. I don't know whether I can even say it publicly. He said he traveled all the way to meet Bonke just before his passing. And Bonke told him, these days, every time I pray, I see the chariot of fire. Say, John, and I know that this is the last time we'll be seeing. When next we see, it will be up there. And he turned his hand. You see this watch? You know who gave me? He was wearing the watch that he was giving in 2007 on Makodi Crusade. Say, Pastor Paul gave me this watch. How is he doing? How is his ministry? Yes. He said, he's doing very fine. You know, he did everything to make sure you came for the dedication of the glory dome. He said, I know. It wasn't possible for me to come. Send him my regards. I said, what? He said, the crusade director told me, he said, do you know the number of people he met in his lifetime? Do you know how many people gave him any gift? And I didn't know whether to cry. I didn't know what to do. I'll speak with him again and ask him what was the implication of that statement. We will all walk while it is day, for the night cometh when no man shall. When he told him, he said, somebody prophesied to him and said, God said you will have the minimum of 10 more years. He said, I'm not sure because I'm seeing chariot of fire around. Hallelujah. That's our challenge. When God said a thing like this to be built, for the ordinary person, how can it be in such a depressive economy? But the spirit of faith and faith in God gives you the capacity to believe it easily. In fact, One of our pastors asked me about that girl that was brought from Makurdi. Remember the girl that was completely paralyzed with the neck and all of that? He said when he was seeing that miracle, he was so afraid and at the same time shocked. And then when he saw the end of it, he said, what kind of thing is this? I said, for those type of situations, there are occasions where you saw the end result before you started the prayer. There are some. You just knew what will happen before you began. Just God gives you is an impartation, an injection for that moment. I prophesy to you today, the grace to believe easily is released upon you right now. All that you do as a man or woman of faith is to be hunting for responsibility. What does God want me to do? Every faith person is a responsibility hunter. I have said that before. You are hunting for responsibilities. What does God want me to do? What will God have me do? What is God expecting of me to do? And then you don't analyze, okay, how will God do this for me? You just go on ahead and do what God wants you to do. What he wants you to do. And then you leave it for him. How he will do his own portion. You leave it for him. You leave it for him. You leave it for him. You do what he wants you to do. And you don't analyze how he will get your own done. You mean at this age I can still marry? You mean at this age I can still give birth to children? Yes. Go ahead and do your own. And leave the rest for God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, most amen. Please be seated. Are you understanding faith? So it is the combination of word revelation, heart conviction, the right declaration, the right action that is producing the right outcome. And number two, it is carrying out required word-based responsibility in order to experience desired word-based possibility. So it makes it very easy. Number three, faith is laying hold of the reality, reliability, and trustability of God. You are laying hold on the reality. Laying hold on the reality, reliability, and trustability of God in order to experience the possibilities of God. That is, your walk with God has brought you to a point where you are convinced that God is real, God is reliable, God is trustable. And then you will see his possibilities. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. To come to God is to believe that God is, and God is a rewarder of them. So, and when we come to the way of faith, we're going to see this. You've come to a point in your life where you know God enough to know that I am not serving a fake God. I'm serving a real God who is real, who is reliable. And who is trustable? That was what Job meant when he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And even if these skin worms destroy this flesh, in my flesh I will still see him. Please locate that for me. Job 19:25. He said, for I know that I'm fully aware that I have a redeemer and that he shall stand at the later day upon the earth. But for now, though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That is, if this whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed. That is, even if this flesh is destroyed, he will give me another. So in Job 13:15, he said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Then in 14:14 of Job, he now said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. I'm not shifting ground. Something must change. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know he's real. I know he's reliable. And I know he can be trusted. I know I will not be ashamed of my hope in God. The greatest challenge is the challenge of knowing whether your Redeemer liveth. That's where the challenge lies. Many are not aware. The people that do know their God shall be strong. People are weak because they don't know their God. The people that do know their God. This is what faith is all about. Knowing the reliability, the reality, reliability and trustability. That was what happened to Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, all the way to verse 20. Look at, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Against hope, he believed in hope. He used hopefulness to fight hopelessness. That's hope versus hope. One hope is stronger. Against hope, he believed in hope. He was hopeful when hopelessness came, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith. You see, the people that do know their God shall be strong. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God until and being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was also able to perform. He was persuaded that God was able. The reality, reliability, trustability, and even ability of God. You know, God is reliable. God is real and God is able. The one that can turn water to wine, can turn anything, can change anything. One day when Joss, after a ministration, a girl who had an accident, hand broken with metal implant in the hand, all of a sudden began to move the hand. Metal gone. Check, no metal. And people are wondering what is happening. I say, if God can turn water to wine, he can turn metal to bone. Where our battle is that we don't know for sure that God is real, that God is reliable, that God is trustable. You know, the people who follow the devil believe more in the power of the devil than those who believe in God. You understand? That's why some Christians go to consult the devil. The people who follow Satan are more convinced of the badness of the devil than Christians are convinced of the goodness of God. That's why those who believe evil power boast a lot. You know, because Christians don't really know. They don't really know who they are. They don't really know what they believe. But those times are changing. Number one. Without faith, faith is the secret of victory in life. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. He said, "For what you are God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. We are God, little children. Alright, okay, let's go. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Meaning, faith equals victory. Faith cannot be present and victory is absent. Faith is the victory. So you need your faith to be victorious and to win over the battles from your father's house. How many of you know there can be terrible battles from father's house? Father's house, native altars, native local wickedness. Battles from the office. I've seen people battling with landlord, occultic landlord. When they were paying, it was not written on the agreement that the man is an occultic man. They only entered to realize that the whole compound is an altar. Every night they are in another realm. And after every period, somebody's child or somebody dies. How many of you have heard that before? I mean, you just found yourself in certain battles you never planned for. The one who wanted to deliver your wife in the labor room was a witch. The one whose vehicle you entered was a wizard. Chai. The world is full of wahala. He said, "But in me you shall have." And it is not written on all of these people's forehead. You just step in with audacity and step out unscratched, because you are not of their kind. You are another kind of person. Not everybody is wastable. Not everybody's blood is drinkable. Not everybody is even charmable. Not everybody is bewitchable. They come to bewitch you, you bewitch them. You know the meaning of bewitch? They lost witchcraft capacity. They lost their wings. They return back wingless. See, what happened is, I made a mistake. I went towards somebody. I didn't know on time. In the name of Jesus, I announce for somebody, your victory is here. Faith is the victory. Faith is the secret of victory. Number two, faith is a secret of spiritual power. Spiritual power that is needed for spiritual exploits and results. Acts chapter 6 verse 8, talking about Stephen, he said, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." The fullness of faith is the fullness of power. Stephen, full of faith and power. Power, power. When we say miracles, signs and wonders, it is not just about blind seeing or deaf hearing. It's about the extraordinary. Your life as a whole is a miracle, it's a wonder, it's a sign. Your promotion, your progress, your everything about you does not follow the normal process, the normal pattern. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 11. 2 Thessalonians 1 and in verse 11. He said, wherefore also, we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Faith works with power. The work of faith happens with power. 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 5. The Bible said, we are kept by the power of God through faith. The heavens are kept by the power of God through faith. Faith is the secret of power. When you are faithless, you are powerless. When you are faith-filled, you are powerful. Matter of choice. Finally, number 3 for today. Faith is the secret of possibilities. Things that are not possible normally become possible with people of faith. Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 26, he said, but Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now, what is it that makes all things possible with God? Mark 9:23. There he said, Jesus said unto them, if thou can believe or if you have faith, all things are possible to him that believeth. Aye. With God all things are possible, and all things are possible to him that believeth. What's the meaning of that? Those who walk in faith are capable of accessing everything God can do. Only God does the things that are possible, and faith can do the things that are possible. Which means that faith gives you access to every possibility that is in God. Every possibility. Mark chapter 11 verse 23. Mark 11:23. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said, he shall have. If you say to this mountain, to this impossibility, I decree today, whatever has been impossible for you is now made possible. And as I speak, I see fresh grace and the impartation of the spirit of faith coming for somebody. If you are the one, say a louder amen. What is the way of faith? What is the way of faith? Number one, know the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. If you love the Lord, say louder amen. Amen. If you know the Lord, say the Lord must say amen. Amen. Alright. Truth is, those who love God are plenty, but those who know God are few. I am not talking of book knowledge. I'm not talking of head knowledge. I am talking of experiential knowledge. Can I ask you a question? How many of you know of a storm? You know what they call storm? You know it? Alright. You have heard of a storm. How many of you have read in detail in a book the description of a storm? Alright. Few now. How many of you have stood on a seashore and seen a literal violent storm? It's fewer. How many of you have been on top of a sea inside an ocean and witnessed a storm inside? You are inside a storm. All the people have a knowledge of the storm. The one who heard about the storm knows the storm. The one who read about the storm knows a bit more. The one who watched the storm knows a little bit more about the one who was inside the storm. He knows something about the storm that others don't know. It is called experiential knowledge. When you have an experiential knowledge of, I've been married to my wife for 30 years by April. I'm not 30 years old. I mean, look like 38. Yeah. The challenge is that we have been in our 20s for a long time. Praise the Lord. And there is an experiential knowledge. I can hand over all the checks that I had and go to sleep. Because I know whom I am married to. It may not be the same for some people. Where you give your wife the check and all the money disappears. That may be a different situation. So that, yeah. But may God forbid. May God forbid such experience. And she can ask me, sir, please, I am in need of such and such to get this and that done. And she knows it will be done. It's time for children's school. It's time for this and that. And it will be signed with a smile. Because she knows who she's dealing with. Listen. Knowledge makes belief easy. It is easy to believe who you know. I've given that illustration before. How many of you, if I say I'll give you a check of 500,000 naira, will you doubt? Will you say, I'm not sure? Why? Number one, you know that I won't say to you what I won't do. Number two, you know I have the capacity to do that. But somebody on the road said, I want to give you 1 million naira. He met you for the first time. Maybe you will be happy because you heard the amount. But the other part of you is in doubt. Is this a 419? Let me be watching him first. Is he an occulting man? Maybe he will ask for money, which is what they call 419. He will ask for, but I want you to bring 1 naira first before that 1 million comes. You doubt people when you don't really know who they are. You believe God when you know who God is. In your journey of faith, one of the prayers you will pray is, help me, Lord, to know you. Reveal yourself to me. That was what Paul the Apostle said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. God, show me yourself. The knowledge of God will not only fuel your faith, it will do too many things to you. It will do too many things to you. Your audacity, your sagacity, your talk, everything about you is changed as you know him. For we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Know the Lord. Number two. So, journey of faith, the knowledge of God. Number two, know the Word. The God that you know, what has he said? Some people have seen people camouflaging us on Facebook. You know what? I am so and so and so. My name is Dr. Pastor so and so and so. This is my prayer line. I have a prophecy for you, this and that. And in order to seal that prophecy, send so and so money to so and so orphanage, and also do this and do that. Some of the people said, they will reply in the comment, you are a demon. My Father in the Lord does not talk like this. You are a devil. You are a demon. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9 and 17. You say, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by by the word of God. So you must be able to be acquainted with the word of your God. It will fuel your faith. What has God said? What has God promised you? What did he say he will do? The word of God is like a check that is cashable any day. It's cashable any day. It's cashable in the banks of the universe. The banks of eternity. Where the cashiers and the tellers, the angels are on assignment to release what you are coming to cash. Somebody say amen. When I was getting married, before then I knew where the Bible said two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. Good reward for their labor. So two are better than one. So I knew that I wasn't marrying for better, for worse. Better means we are smiling today. Worse means we are fighting tomorrow. And we don't use it in any joining. I was talking to a man and his wife the other day. They were married for only under 1 year. Confrontation. I told them, I said, it looks like you, two of you have a vision. And your vision is how this marriage must not work. They were sitting in my office. I said, that is the only thing I can see. That you have it. You are convinced. You marry to execute a vision. How the marriage shouldn't work. Under 1 year, you have carried your wife's matter to your people. Carried her matter to her people. Smile, smile boy. Smile, smile girl. Both of you now have turned into lions to each other. What kind of... It's unbelievable. It's as if your plan is how it shouldn't work. Said we have been together for close to 30 years. Nobody from our both sides have ever sat us down and said, what happened? That day will never arrive. It has not happened, will never. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you know the word and you walk the word. You know what God's word says. So you walk your life in line with that word. Thou shalt lend unto nations, thou shalt not borrow. That is under any condition. So if I want to walk in supernatural supplies, begging and borrowing must not be part of my life, even when there is no money. Stand up on your feet. He said, thou shalt not borrow except you lack money. He didn't qualify. That is, thou shalt not borrow means anything you can do not to borrow. That is including looking for construction site. Even though construction sites are scarce these days. Under the country we are in. People are looking for what to eat and many people are thinking of building now. Do you understand? Well, whatever you are going to do, and as you honor the word of God and do what God's word says you should do, then God will say, you know what, you have honored me enough. And you have done, you follow the scripture even in these hard times. Let me open you up to resources. Somebody say amen. Who is blessed tonight? How many of you had something tonight that will change your life? Just pursue the journey of knowing God. And just be feeding yourself with the word, with the word, with the word. Any area where you need faith to be built, be charging yourself. If you are too afraid, charge yourself on dealing with fear. And begin to listen to messages that deal with your preservation, with your safety and security. If your health is failing, look for divine health messages preached. Charge your faith on them. If your resources are failing you, charge your faith on them. Because when you come to the faith frequency, everything is possible. I stand by the anointing of God on my life. You cannot be cut short before your time. Anyone who will say that, amen, say it like a believer. You cannot be cut short before your time. What wasted others in your family will never waste you. Where blood is wasted, your blood shall not be wasted. As men say they are cast down, you shall be saying there is a lifting up. Lift up your hands and just go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. I need some people at the microphone. Give the Lord the praise. Mashallah. We're going to pray three prayers very quickly. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We'll pray four prayers. The first one is an appreciation. Lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the reality of your word. I am grateful for the opening of the seal of scriptures tonight. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Go on ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and say after me and say, Father, help me to know you. Like Paul the Apostle, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Help me to know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Help me to know you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and voice and shout at me, say, Father, open my eyes to behold wonders, wondrous things out of your word. Help me, Lord, to know your word like never before. Lift your voice and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Finally, Lord, help me with a baptism, a fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. Help me to believe you easily. The fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. Help me to believe you easily. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. Help me, Lord, to believe you easily from this day forward. To believe your word easily. I receive the baptism of the spirit of faith. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your voice one moment and ask God for something in faith. Tonight I've heard your word. And because I know who you are, I know you can handle this matter for me. Ask God for one thing fervently in faith within the next 1 hour, 30 minutes. Father, let this blood pressure return back to normal. Let this blood sugar disappear. Let this reproach of singleness die. On the basis of your word that I heard tonight, I believe your word. Let the reproach of begging and borrowing die. Open your mouth and praise. Pray. Jesus, precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You need forgiveness for your sins. Everywhere you are tonight. The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And you don't even have any basis of having faith in the God you don't know. The God that is not your Savior, is not your God. The boy said he was a bad boy. Even though I've been coming to church, but it was a bad boy. You want to say, Pastor, tonight I want to really know God. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me a minute from the depth of your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life today. I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.